Welcome back. Oh no, we're not done with you yet. Why, there's still time for one more of my terror tales. Still room in my vault to fill you with fright. This is the story of an old man who wails alone in his death on one frigid night. But getting there is half the fun. I call it Voodoo Horror. Are all the windows locked? The doors bolted? Good. Our story begins in Haiti, one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. Not much longer, though. At least, not in the mind of American globalist banker George Barker, who is celebrating his selfless effort to rebuild the country after it's been hit by an earthquake, multiple hurricanes, cholera, and massive amounts of fraud. He runs an NGO called GCRI, helping IDPs. Ugh, I sound like Wikipedia.
To everything we've accomplished.
Congratulations, it's wonderful.
Truly, we couldn't have done it without you. Much appreciated.
I can't even imagine millions of people. What do you call it?
Internally displaced.
Yes, internally displaced.
This entire neighborhood was completely destroyed.
And so, George Barker wines and dines the elite for the benefit of the locals.
Joseph, we should settle up.
Yes, sir. Your bill, sir. Thank you, sir. I hope you enjoyed your meal.
Delicious as always.
Yes, yes, yes.
Almost as good as this little Haitian place in Greenwich Village.
Really?
Back in New York.
Yes, sir.
Well, good night then, George. Do you need a ride back to the resort?
Actually, I'll stick around for a while. The dark and stormies at this place are unreal.
Oh, is that how you stay so young and handsome?
Marjorie, come along. We'll see you at the presentation tomorrow.
Of course, Lord Melvin. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Sleep well. Oh, thank God that's over with. Joseph, have you ever had a root canal without the Novocaine?
No, Mr. Barker.
I would suspect it's a lot like having dinner with Lord Melvin. Give me a dark and stormy, will you?
Yes, sir. I overheard what you said about this neighborhood being completely destroyed. Not true.
Really?
There is one building that withstood the violence of the earth shaking and the ravaging of the water flooding.
What place are we talking about?
My grandmother's shop. It did not move when the earth moved, and when the waters came, they went right around it.
I'm glad to hear it.
My grandmother protected her space. One dark and stormy. I think you would like my grandmother. You would definitely like her shop. I also heard you tell your guest that you are a collector of antiquities.
A discerning collector, yes. What makes my collection different? Each artifact represents an accomplishment.
Really?
The tribal costumes from when we brought water to a village in Africa. The machetes I brought home from Brazil when I saved part of the rainforest. Oh, this is delicious.
Thank you, sir. You would like my grandmother. I know she would like to meet you. Interested? My grandmother's shop, Mr. Barker.
I've driven down this street a dozen times. I've never seen it.
You only notice it on foot.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Nor does it look like she gets a lot of business.
She gets all the business she wants. Especially when I bring her the right customers.
Right customers? Joseph, if this is a setup, I can have a bulldozer here faster than...
Is this him, Joseph?
Yes, Grandfather.
What? Where did you... What's going on around here?
Oh, yes. It is a perfect.
What is?
Your face for your bust.
A bust? Of my face?
A voodoo bust, yes.
And we stop right there.
Mr. Baca?
Please. Voodoo hoodoos for old black and white movies. What's more, I don't appreciate the implication.
What implication, Mr. Baca?
That you people are perpetuating old stereotypes.
No stereotypes, Mr. Baca. We are simply offering you what you want.
And what's that?
Protection. Come, Mr. Baca. My wife is waiting.
I'll wait for you here, Mr. Baca.
What the hell? I've come this far. Leon.
Right this way, Mr. Baca.
Where? Is it on the floor? Oh, goodness sakes. So how is this thing supposed to protect me?
Oh.
And no disrespect, but how is your wife supposed to make a bust when she looks like she can barely stand?
Ye of little faith. Come closer, Mr. Baca.
Right.
Look me in the eyes. I see you, Mr. Baca. And you will see how you are to be seen.
Oh, right.
We need a few drops of your blood in the bowl, Mr. Baca.
Ow! That pin better be sterile. So, what else do you need? Photographs? Nail clippings? Urine?
Nothing else.
That's it. You're going to make a perfect bust of me from a couple of drops of blood.
Have Joseph bring you back to us in 2 days.
This had better be worth it. I'm gonna get out of here. Goodness sakes. What is that on the floor?
That night in his hotel room, good old George tosses and turns. He doesn't know what's worse, that he let himself hope the powers of the voodoo bus could be real, or that he let himself be conned into acting on those hopes. So, in the bright light of morning, he calls his driver. And he's off to cancel his order.
I know it is here somewhere. I was here just the other. Take a right here and go back around. I know it's here.
Yes, what are we looking for again?
A small house that survived the earthquake, about 2 stories.
Sir, you know as well as anyone that nothing in this neighborhood survived the earthquake.
No, it most certainly didn't. Well... Take me back to the La Riviera restaurant and another dark and stormy.
But George is told that Joseph is not there, and he'll not be back until the next day. The day he is supposed to bring Mr. Barker to pick up his order.
Your grandmother's? How? We must have driven around this neighborhood.
I told you, Mr. Barker, you only notice it on foot. Ah, good day, grandfather.
Right on time.
What? How does he do that?
You're bust.
I don't believe it. It looks exactly like me.
My grandmother is the best.
It's so lifelike. It's as if I'm staring into a mirror. I can't thank you enough. It's beautiful, just beautiful.
My grandson will take your payment. I warn you, though. Do not stare too long, Mr. Barker. You might see what we have seen.
What an odd thing to say. Well, all right then. How much?
Oh, I wrote the figure down. This is for you.
Oh. Well, I'll need my checkbook for that.
George Barker returns to America, carefully clutching his likeness close to him the entire time. Once he's home, he places the bust on the mantle of his fireplace, and over time he realizes something. The magic of the bust is that it ages, and he doesn't. Seriously, Dorian Gray's got nothing on George Barker.
Oh, God, look at all the money chasing immortality. The older they're getting, the more they long for their youth. And barring that, their names on a philanthropic fund.
Hello, George.
And speaking of which, hello, Marjorie.
Mwah.
Mwah. How's your husband? Lord Melvin!
Well, actually...
Where is old Melvin? I thought
he's not here. I'm afraid his age is catching up to him. His doctors grounded him. Wasn't able to take his flight.
So sorry to hear that.
It hasn't been, easy.
I understand. If there's anything I can do to help, say, later tonight, in your hotel room.
Why wait?
When George returns home the next morning, he notices that the statue looks a little older and a bit distorted. Almost ugly.
Oh my. Is that really what I would look like? Oh, thank God.
They really did protect me.
You see, the statue doesn't just age. It takes his crimes and deceits and gives them a face. A hideous face.
Oh, well.
Excuse me.
Hey. Oh, you look lost.
I'm looking for my father, Maurice Frank. It's my first time here.
Of course, Maurice.
Yes, he's an accountant.
Accounting's on the floor below. I can take you there.
Oh, Thank you. That's not necessary. Thank you.
No. Thank you.
And wouldn't you know it, Barker goes home to find his not-so-better half barely able to contain itself.
What? Don't look at me like that.
Barker?
Mr. Frank, of course. Come in. May I call you Maurice?
I suppose.
You have been with GCRI for almost 10 years now, is that right?
Yes.
Terrific. We need more diligence, more transparency than ever before.
I certainly agree.
Then I'm going to be blunt. There are some here at GCRI who want to eliminate your division entirely. Have the work done by independent auditors.
Sir, our work speaks for itself. I'm sure you'll find
Relax. I'm not going to let the board tell me how to run this place. You're, what, 60 years old? I want you here until you retire.
I'm 61, Mr. Barker, and I appreciate that. The economy being what it is.
Also, I met your daughter yesterday. What can I say? I'm interested in seeing her again, and I'd like your permission.
Oh, is that it? Well, with all due respect, Mr. Barker, I've heard about how you treat women.
Really? And, how's that?
People talk.
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Frank, if you've heard people talk, then you know I have a habit of getting what I want.
Or else what?
Let's not add anything into this discussion, Mr. Frank. What I want is for your permission to take your daughter on a date. That's all. As for how I treat women, well, that kind of talk is simply bull. I promise.
I will admit, it's been a long time since someone asked for my permission to take out Jeannie.
It's true, I'm as guilty of sowing my wild oats as anyone. But seriously, is this the face of someone who'd hurt someone else?
A few weeks later, George brings Jean to his apartment for the first time.
Jean, you scamp.
I'm so glad my dad was wrong.
About what?
About you.
Having forgotten to tell her about his roommate situation.
What is that?
What?
Above the fireplace. What?
Oh, you mean my bust. Well, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? That thing is gross. This whole place needs a woman's touch.
I know. I've just been waiting for the right woman to come along.
Please, can we just get rid of that thing? Or just put it somewhere else?
If it bothers you that much, I'll put it in my study. You won't have to see it. All right? There you are. Is that better, Jean?
Thank you. Why do you have that thing?
Sentimental reasons.
Sentimental reasons?
Got it in Haiti. It's supposed to protect me. Are you feeling better?
Much.
Come here.
Let's lose the lights first.
In a year, they marry. In two, surprise, surprise, George gets caught cheating. In three, Jean comes to hate the bust of her husband as much as she hates the real thing.
It's vile, George. It's even starting to smell bad. I don't care where it goes, but I'm not going to have it here anymore.
Don't touch it.
Let go.
This is George Barker. I'm currently unavailable. If this is an emergency, please call my office at 212-555-9733, extension 4. I will be checking in regularly over the next 2 weeks. Thank you.
George, call me. Your office says you were supposed to be back in yesterday. I'm trying to plan our holiday vacation. Bye. George, we lost the deposit on the beach house. Our summer vacation is falling apart. Call me. I just got a call from my dad. The entire accounting department's gone. Everyone's been fired en masse, and some independent auditor's taking over. Damn it, George! He's 3 weeks from retirement. How could you do this to him? Call me as soon as you get this.
The mailbox of the party you were trying to reach is full at this time. Please hang up and try again later.
Damn you! My dad was right! He knew there was something about you. He knew it! And there's something about that cursed statue. I can't stand looking at it.
Gene!
Uh-oh.
George.
What the hell are you doing? I told you to stay out of here.
I've tried calling you. You don't respond to any of my messages. You're hurting me.
When I tell you something, you listen to me and do it. You want to know when I'm coming back. You want to know where I'm going. You want to tell me what I can and can't have in my own home.
Stop it.
You're lucky I don't.
Don't what?
You know what? Screw your dad and screw you. I'm going for a walk, and I don't know when I'll be back.
I've got to get out of here before he comes back.
Meanwhile, George walks through the deserted park, planning his future.
I'll have to get rid of her. It can't be a divorce. She's not getting a dime, that bitch. I'll just mourn appropriately and find a new wife.
Just wait, dear listeners. Your patience will be rewarded. Jean has finished packing, stops at the hallway closet to put on her jacket, and then she decides. Yep, George is bust.
No more. George's Brazilian machete.
Policeman, hearing the unearthly cry echoing through the cold, dark park, rushes to find the most revolting sight in all his years on the beach.
Oh my god! His face! Sliced right off his head!
Oh god! And finally, back at George Barker's luxurious apartment.
What? Statue. This face. It looks like George.
It looks like George, but of course it was merely a slice of life. Told you your patience would be rewarded. I really hope you enjoyed my story and its side-splitting conclusion. This is your rusty, trusty Vault Keeper, thanking you for lending me your ear. I'll give it back next time you visit. Next time you visit me deep down in the Vault of Horror.
DC Comics presents The Vault of Horror starred Kevin Grievous as the Vault Keeper and featured the voices of Brent Ascari, Lance Roger Axt, Viva Banga, Joseph Bearer, Mariah Bergeron, Peter Burkrot, Gabriel Burry Moore, Karen Bombaro, Burke Brimmer, Brittany Burke, Rob Cameron, Thomas Ian Campbell, Hudson Christie, Stephen J. Cohen, Hannah Daly, Matt Delamater, Phil Delvecchio, Barry Dodd, Moira Driscoll, William Dufries, Isabella Etro, Emily Groats, Paul Haley, Jackson Harris, James Herrera, Philip Hobby, Paul Hodgson, Jack Kelly, Sarah Kennedy, Dalton S. Kimball, Maya Koloski, Aiden Lee, Owen Lee, Carrie Ann Loomis, Karen Lund, Andrew Lindlager, Mike McKenzie, Charlie Marenghi, Christine Louise Marshall, Owen McEnough, Alexander Merrill, Eric Moody, Lisa Muller-Jones, Michael Rafkin, Nick Rhodes, Ed Romanoff, Lisa Stathopoulos, Ryan Strand, Robbie Trowbridge, Casey Turner, Jenny Wren Walker, Marjolin Whittlesey, Ashanti Williams, Mark Winkworth, Janae Woodruff, Harold Withy, Jonathan Woodward, and Colin Young, with special guests Denise Poirier and Phil Proctor of the Fire Sign Theater. Whew. Adapted by Lance Roger Axt and Butch D'Ambrosio from the stories by Johnny Craig, Jack Davis, Hal Feldstein, Jules Pfeiffer, Harry Harrison, Graham Ingalls, Jack Kamen, Harvey Kurtzman, and Wally Wood. Sound design by David Chen and Carlos Rodriguez Sound and O'Shea Creative Media. Original music by Frankie Schulmeier. Produced by Audio Comics for Pocket Universe Productions and directed by William Dufries. Production copyright 2019 by William M. Gaines Agent Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.